plot is the writer's choice of events and their design in time. To plot means to navigate through the dangerous terrain of story, and when confronted by a dozen branching possibilities, to choose the right path. What to include, exclude, to put before and after what. Event choices must be made. The writer either chooses well or ill. The result is plot. Quiet films, rooted in inner conflict, are often said to be plotless. But Tender Mercies, for example, not only has a plot, it's exquisitely plotted through the most difficult terrain of all. A story in which the arc or sweep of changing values takes place within the mind of the protagonist. Here, the protagonist experiences a profound and irreversible revolution in his attitude toward life and toward himself. We can only imagine the sweat and pains Horton Foote invested in plotting this precarious film. A single misstep, one scene that should be there that isn't, one scene that shouldn't be there that is, a slight misordering of incident, and like a castle of cards, the riveting inner journey of Max Sledge collapses into portraiture. Plot, therefore, doesn't mean ham-handed twists and turns, nor high-pressure suspense and shocking surprise. Rather, events must be selected, their patterning displayed through time. In this sense, all stories are plotted. From the point of view of event design, the limits of our art can be contained inside a triangle of formal possibilities that maps the universe of all stories. At the top of the story triangle are the principles that constitute classical design. These principles are classical in the truest sense, timeless and fundamental to every earthly culture, civilized and primitive, reaching back through millennia of oral storytelling into the shadows of time. When the epic Gilgamesh was carved in cuneiform into the walls of a Sumerian temple 4,000 years ago, converting story to the written word for the first time, the principles of classical design were already fully and beautifully in place. For 40 centuries, they've gone unchanged. This collection of principles I call the arc plot. The arc plot, however, is not the limit of storytelling shapes. In the lower left-hand corner, I place all examples of minimalism. As the word suggests, minimalism means that the writer begins with the elements of classical design, but then reduces them, trimming or compressing the prominent features of the arc plot. I call this set of minimalist variations mini-plot. In the lower right-hand corner is anti-plot, the cinema counterpart to the nouveau roman and theater of the absurd. These anti-structure variations don't reduce the classical, but reverse it, contradicting its formal principles. The arc plot, however, is the meat and potatoes, pasta, rice, and couscous of international film. It has inspired the world cinema from The Great Train Robbery, made in 1903, through Grand Illusion and Bringing Up Baby of the 1930s, to Citizen Kane, The Seven Samurai, The Godfather, Amadeus, and L.A. Confidential today. Mini-plot, though less various, is equally international. Nanook of the North, The Passion of Joan of Arc, Wild Strawberries, Five Easy Pieces, In the Realm of the Senses, Tender Mercies, Pele the Conqueror, A River Runs Through It. Examples of anti-plot are less common, post-World War II, and predominantly European. Blood of the Poet, Meshes of the Afternoon, Last Year at Marienbad, Persona, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, That Obscure Object of Desire, Lost Highway. The arc plot delivers a closed ending. All questions raised by the story are answered. All emotions evoked are satisfied. The audience leaves with a rounded, closed experience, nothing in doubt, nothing unsated. Mini-plot, on the other hand, often leaves the ending somewhat open. At the climax of Paris, Texas, for instance, father and son are reconciled. Their future is set, and our hope for their happiness satisfied. But the husband-wife, mother-son relationships are left unresolved. The questions, will this family have a future together? If so, what kind of future will it be, are open. Although the protagonist of an arc plot may have strong inner conflicts, the story puts emphasis on his or her external conflicts. In many plot, to the contrary, the protagonist may have strong external conflicts with family, society, and environment, but emphasis will fall on battles within his or her own thoughts and feelings, conscious or unconscious. Compare the journeys of the protagonists in The Road Warrior and The Accidental Tourist. In the former, Mel Gibson's Mad Max undergoes inner transformation from self-sufficient loner to self-sacrificing hero. But the emphasis of the story falls on the survival of the clan. In the latter, the life of William Hurt's travel writer changes as he remarries and becomes the much-needed father to a lonely boy, but the emphasis of the film falls on the resurrection of this man's spirit. His transformation from a man suffering a paralysis of emotions to a man free to love and feel is the film's dominant arc of change.